Greetings. Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, August the 28th, 2011. And this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling family oppressors. We endeavor to climb up out of the mind of the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the 1%, 2% ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order who night and day plot, plan, create, instigate, propagate warfare and bloodshed to destroy the human family, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We are leaving that mentality, that type of consciousness. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Elohim, the mind of Yahweh, the mind of Christ, the mind of Allah, the mind of Ilah, the mind of Namaste Naskare. We want to climb up into that mind of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, so that we may see ourselves coming together to organize together, breaking down all the barriers, breaking down religious, ethnic, race, class, all of those barriers, denominational barriers. All of us are the oppressed. If we are not the 1%, 2% ruling class, we are the oppressed, and we must come together, stand together, and manifest together the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political and religious organization and institution, political, religious, and revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister, Venice, is my wonderful producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. She's a busy woman. And she yet takes time to coordinate this program, Mind of God program, and this website, thinkaboutit.org. I am thankful to my beautiful sister. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Let's give praises unto the Most High. Praises are due unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Almighty Father is known as Abba. And when you put Yahweh with Ab or Abba, you come to understand Yahweh coming through the Father. And in the Arabic, African Arabic language, the Father is known as Allah, A-L-L-A-H. In Egypt, the Almighty Father, Creator, is known as Amen. You say amen at the end of all of your prayers. Amen is the Almighty Father in Egypt. Same Creator Father mean the hidden and unseen Father. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Look at how we're destroying the barriers of religion, ethnicity, race, class, and culture. And we also give praises to the Almighty Mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress Mother Holy Spirit is. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is chokma. You may find that on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine, describing Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother conceives, only the feminine conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. She's the Almighty Mother Creatress. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus. She's your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe. In the African Hebrew language, you may call her Yahweh Aim. The word Aim in the African Hebrew language denotes mother. Put that with Yahweh, Yahweh Aim. And her title and her name in the African Hebrew language, also Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word Ruach is the word for spirit. It is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, the name of Mother Holy Spirit is Illa. And our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah. Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Illa is also an African Hebrew word. Feminine as well. So the Islamic phrase, Ashadu Illa Illa Ha'il Allah, is translated normally, there is no God but God. But because we know Illa is the mother and Allah is the father, it should be translated, there is none but our mother and father who have given birth to the whole of creation, given birth to the human family, and given birth to the universe. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grandmother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family. It is my honor and privilege to do so. In the name, in the mighty name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Jesus Christ are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ the Messiah has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say, Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Now, this is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your, my, our personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ in the last days would come. Christ in the last days would manifest in they who were the revolutionaries. No matter what your religion, race, ethnicity, creed, class, color, if you are the revolutionary who is standing up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Christ is manifesting in you, for Christ means to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. All of us are divine manifestations. Who is the I? In Haile I, Selassie I. It is you and me. Rasta don't say you and me. Rasta say I and I. The first I, referring to the self in original creation, created by the Creator, the original self, in unison with the Creator and in unison with the creation, in unison with the Creator Father and Creator's Mother. And the second I refers to all of they and those who are outside of yourself, the human family, in that original creation of self, the other than yourself, the human family, united with the Creator, Father, Creator's Mother, Holy Spirit, and united with the whole of creation. All of us are divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine universe, this divine creation, on this divine planet we call Earth, in this divine physical house that we call our physical bodies. Sisters and brothers, we have that train we're on, lifting up certain examples of Christ coming again in this time, manifesting in sisters and brothers who are fed up with this wicked system. Sisters and brothers who have the mind and mentality to stand up on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That mind of revelation, that mind of Genesis to Revelation, that mind of Quran from the first to the last chapter, that mind of revolution, that mind of revelation, that mind to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Sisters and brothers, I was listening to Talk Back with Brother Hugh Hamilton. We're going to deal with some current affairs and then go back into Revelation. And we yet have the mind of revelation, because what we are doing, we are uncovering the system. We are removing the falsehood from the system so that we may see the truth of the wickedness in this system, the truth of the wickedness and corruption in government and all of the institutions of this wicked world order led by the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We want to see the truth of this wicked system so that we may awaken the Christ spirit within all of us, that we may tap into the Christ spirit of the universe that is the equivalent of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, that we may come together to overturn the power of the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Synagogue of Satan, the Illuminati Masonic Order. They are desperate. That is why they orchestrated 9-1-1. We're coming up again on the 10th anniversary, this time of 9-1-1. That is an act of desperation by these wicked powers, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Synagogue of Satan, because their system is done, their power is over, they're desperate to keep us. But we have the mind of revelation, and we are uncovering this system to see the truth of the system, remove the falsehood. Now, I was listening to Talk Back with Hugh Hamilton, WBAI in New York, and we had a sister, a beautiful Caucasian Jewish sister, I can tell by her name, Marjorie Cohn. Cohn, I believe, is a Jewish name. This beautiful Caucasian Jewish sister was telling the truth on the government and telling the truth about the laws of the United States of North America and international law. You see, Tavis Smiley went on a poverty tour with Cornel West to highlight the condition of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The Congressional Black Caucus went on a tour to highlight the condition of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And people all over the earth are rising up with the mentality and the mind to get rid of this wicked system. I say once again, there were 1 million in Libya who rose up to say no to NATO, no to the UNICOM, no to the United States of North America, get out of our country. And they stood and said, we support Muammar Gaddafi in his fight against the United States of North America, against Britain, against Israel, against Mossad and MI5 and MI6, against these wicked powers who are in Libya and in Africa to recolonize and continue colonization all over again. Sisters and brothers gathered in Harlem to say to the United States of North America, NATO, AFRICOM, to say to the Obama administration, get out of Libya and leave Africa alone. Led by the keynote, one that gave the keynote address was my minister, Louis Farrakhan. And others were there, Cynthia McKinney, Ramsey Clark, and Amiri Baraka, and Viola Plummer. These have the mind of Christ to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So my beautiful sister Marjorie Cone, on Talkback with Hugh Hamilton, she said that there is a clause in the Take Care Clause Constitution that mandates that the president and the Federal Reserve provide jobs, mandated to do so, for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, for those citizens of the United States of North America. We have been talking off and on about how the Federal Reserve is not in the control of Congress, thereby not in control of the citizenry of the United States of North America, and how the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers control the Federal Reserve and use the Federal Reserve and the United States Treasury to rape and to steal and to loot the wealth of the people of the United States of North America, and how that control gives control in the government and control in the corporations and institutions of the United States of North America, thereby forcing the president and those in power who represent the power, the real power is the Rothschilds, or the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. The president and those in Congress and whatnot, they represent these wicked powers. And so, because the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers control the government, they force the government of the United States of North America to send our precious sisters and brothers in the military overseas to kill other poor people. But my beautiful sister Marjorie Cone says there are laws on the books of the United States of North America that if those laws were enforced, then the Federal Reserve would be forced to use the monies that they have to create jobs, that the president would be forced. What are some of those laws? The Full Employment Act of 1946 was instituted after World War II specifically for veterans coming home so that they might have jobs. But it says Full Employment Act. Doesn't say Full Employment Act of only those in the military. It says Full Employment Act of 1946. That is a law on the books that needs to be enforced so that all of us may have living wage jobs. The Humphrey Hawkins Full Employment Act of 1978 and the Federal Reserve Act of 1977. Marjorie Cone talking. She says these two laws on the books, if enforced, would force the president and the Federal Reserve Bank to create jobs for the citizens of the United States of North America. She also said that the goal of the Humphrey Hawkins Act was, I think it was reinforced in 1983 as well, but the goal of the Humphrey Hawkins Act that was reinforced in 1983 was to make sure that the unemployment rate of those citizens of the United States of North America age 20 and over would not go above 3%. And also that those 16 and over would not suffer unemployment at the rate of 4%, not above 4%. And here we are with 9%. Some say 15 or 16%. Black community, brown community, probably near 20%. Also, Congress may revise these goals over time. I would say revise those goals to zero, no unemployment. But also, there are international laws that say that every human being on the planet, and this is what Marjorie Combs said, every human being on the planet has a right to employment, a right to living wage employment, a right to all that a human being needs to live in this world, on this earth. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, August the 28th, 2011. My beautiful sister Marjorie Combs and my brother Hugh Hamilton have the mind of Christ, the mind of God, to reveal these truths so that we may rally around these truths and force those in power who represent the power to do right by the people. We have God. We have Christ. The power is with us. And we, with our unity, can force and must force and have the obligation as those who say we're believers in the Most High. We say we love God, love Christ. We have the duty, no matter your religion, we have the duty to unite and stand and defend the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and force those who are in positions that represent power to do right by the people. August 22nd edition of Black Agenda Radio with Glenn Ford. And he has a sister that is a helper of his. I'm going to be reciting her name as well. We don't want to diss our beautiful sister, who is also the co-host of Black Agenda Radio. But she was on vacation or on assignment on August the 22nd. She'll be back August the 29th. But Black Agenda Radio, August the 22nd edition, 2011. My beautiful sister, Maxine Wallace, who is a warrior for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. She was touring, having town hall meetings in Detroit, in Miami, in L.A., in other places in the United States of North America, and she was talking to the people. And she is dealing with the fact that the masses of black people, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, are suffering under this system. Employment rate rising, attack on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, attack on education, attack on programs for the people. People, sisters and brothers, being thrown out of their homes, facing foreclosure because of theft of land, wealth, and resources, fraudulent behavior committed by the banks in Wall Street. The derivatives market is a fictitious market based on fiction, making quadrillions of dollars, untaxed, not taxed at all. Corporations getting away scot-free, no taxes paid, but they want to come to you and me and take our monies to pay for that problem that was caused not by us, the people, we the people, but by the ruling class and ruling families. So they take our monies, they take our revenue, and they create revenue for themselves to fill the hole that they created because of fiction, fictitious, fraud behavior committed, fraudulent behavior committed by Wall Street and the bankers. So Maxine Waters is looking at the pain of our sisters and brothers. And the people want to know, how come Black Caucus, Congressional Black Caucus, how come Maxine Waters, you're not putting pressure on the president? Maxine said, and I'm paraphrasing, quoting her, but paraphrasing, she said, we are politicians, and we would like to put pressure on the Obama administration. But she said, in effect, that the Congressional Black Caucus are afraid of black people, of the citizenry, because she said if they get on the president's case, then you or us, the black people, citizens of the United States of North America, would get on their case and probably vote them out of office. So Maxine, now she knows, I know that she wants to go after the president because her heart is with the people. Her heart is with the masses of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, no matter the class, race, color, or ethnicity, or gender. But she's giving it to you in a very clever, shrewd, wise way. This black woman who is wise and has been wise for years, she represents to me Mother Holy Spirit, knows the law and giving you the wisdom in the law and of the law so that we may be inspired to make the correct decision. She said, look, we're politicians. If we get after the president, you'll get after us, and we as politicians will suffer. So she said to the people, if you tell us, this is Maxine talking, if you people tell us to get after the president, then we will get after the president. And I heard on the tape on Black Agenda Radio that they played of Maxine in his town hall meeting in Detroit. A black woman said, get after him because the people are suffering. That is the mind of Christ. Maxine, you got the mind of Christ. You want to say, and you are saying it in a clever way to inspire us to rise up and say that the president, the Congress, the institutions of the United States of North America must provide jobs and must provide for the people, because that is their obligation. You are there to serve us. We're not here to serve you, government. You are there to serve us. We're the government. And all of the institutions are here to serve the people. Jesus said, you want to claim God and claim Jesus, United States of North America? Jesus said, the greatest among you is the one that is the servant and the one that has the heart of the servant. That's who God is looking for. God don't care about whether you have money or not. The Most High cares whether you are or whether we have the spirit and the heart and the mind to serve the people. When we have that heart, we will find that there will be no warfare, no bloodshed. There will be peace, love, and righteousness. And I remember my brother Peter Tosh at the One Love Peace Concert 1978 in Jamaica said he longed to see where there would not be a gun fired in the ghetto. He wanted to see real peace. Peter Tosh, a revolutionary. He said, you have this name, One Love Peace Concert, but the government is corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. And we have become corrupt. We have the ways of politicians and those in government and those in power. But we have to disconnect ourselves from corruption and hypocrisy. And we, in love for one another, would see that we wouldn't fire a gun at our sister. We wouldn't fire a gun at our brother. Continuing with the Black Agenda Radio. They had a sister, a beautiful Caucasian sister named Karen Bimmel. Karen Bimmel, who is the chair of the Progressive Caucus of the California Democratic Party. She said that her members had no other option than to back a possible primary challenge to President Obama. She said this decision by the Progressive Caucus of the California Democratic Party was reached at the height of the debt ceiling debacle when caucus members were in a state of absolute outrage and shock that Obama was giving up $685 billion in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, which the Republicans had not even asked for. Obama just served it on a silver platter to him, say, yeah, we gonna cut. We just don't know how much we gonna cut. We gonna at least cut $685 billion. That may be the number that is the totality of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. But he put it on a silver platter for him and said, we gonna cut. So she said, Karen Bimmel said, we could no longer be silent about what was going on. We could no longer look the other way anymore. As a result of the action, the caucus, look at here, watch this now. After the Progressive Caucus of California Democratic Party took this action and made this statement and said they're going to back a challenge to Obama, those so-called in power took away the caucus's certification as an official Democratic Party body. and is on hold until at least November. Look at what the Obama administration did. Now, this is a directive coming down from the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers to all of those in government. You don't rock the boat. You don't buck the power. You continue to do what we tell you to do. And since the Progressive Caucus of the California Democratic Party wants to buck the system, wants to challenge Obama because of his wicked ways of following this devil, Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, then the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers told the Democratic Party and the Obama administration, punish the Progressive Caucus of the Democratic Party and take away their certification. What wickedness. What gall. Isn't this not supposed to be a nation that is a democratic nation that loves to have people disagree and give different viewpoint and ideas and ideology? Apparently not. Also, full speed ahead. I guess I'm going to just stay with Black Agenda Radio for a few more minutes. Full speed ahead. This is, again, August 22nd, 2011 edition of Black Agenda Radio with Glenn Ford. Full speed ahead to occupation of Washington's Freedom Square. To date, 3,000 people have signed on to a planned occupation of Freedom Square. And let me say while it's on my mind, the Progressional Caucus of the California Democratic Party have the mind of Jesus, the mind of Christ, the mind of God, the mind of Yahweh, Jehovah, the mind of Christ to stand up on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, and work to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Now, 3,000 people have signed on to a planned occupation of Freedom Square in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the United States of North America, on October 6th, said Margaret Flowers, a national organizer for the October 2011 movement. Conventional demonstrations are easily ignored by the powers that be, said Flowers, but an open-ended occupation will call attention to the struggle to put human needs above corporate profits. Now this reminds me, sisters and brothers, of the Poor People's Campaign, of our dear brother Elder, who was assassinated by the same wicked powers that we talk about all the time. The House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, 1%, 2% ruling class families, Wall Street oligarchs, corporate elite plutocrats, CIA, FBI, FOP, so on and so forth. But you recall that toward the end of Dr. King's life, Dr. King was organizing a Poor People's Campaign to go and occupy Washington, D.C. And this was not just black people, but poor black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, the oppressed, the afflicted, the needy. Dr. King was working to organize an occupation of Washington, D.C. And that occupation would go on until those so-called in power would deal with the condition of impoverishment, poverty, and oppression in the United States of North America. And also until the president and all of those so-called in power would cease the warfare and the bloodshed committed day and night against our sisters and brothers of the human family overseas. Warfare, bloodshed all the time. Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Central and South America, Mexico, the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean, Africa, the Middle East, Asia, all over. Whether it is overt warfare and bloodshed or covert warfare and bloodshed, conditions of poverty, conditions of the destruction of jobs, crushing education. All of these implementations by the same wicked powers. Dr. King was organizing a Poor People's Campaign to deal with all of those issues. Which brings me to, that is the mind of Christ. This sister, what is her name again? Margaret Flowers has the mind of Christ. Those gathering together, the October 2011 movement, have the mind of Christ. Dr. King had the mind of Christ. All of those who would have participated in the Poor People's Campaign, and Ralph Abernathy attempted to continue with that vision, and a portion of poor, afflicted, needy, oppressed, black, brown, red, yellow, white did gather on Washington, D.C. But the government of the United States of North America, CIA, FBI, FOP, all of those wicked demons and devils, they took the steam out of that movement. They killed Dr. King. They killed Minister Malcolm X. They destroyed our leaders and our organizations. Destroyed the Nation of Islam. Destroyed the Black Panther Party. Those that had the mind of Christ. And then they put fear into the black church. And now the black church won't even use its monies for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Some do, but too many don't. And the tithe is for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But on this, I believe it's the anniversary of Dr. King's, yes, August the 23rd, if I have it right, August the 23rd, 1963, was the year that Dr. King gave his I Have a Dream speech. And so there has been a statue, a monument created and placed in Washington, D.C., and many revolutionaries have been coming out to point out the reality that those backing this monument have no interest in the salvation of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Walmart, oil companies, GE, these companies, these corporations have no interest in the salvation of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. These corporations are they who follow the dictates of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and they create warfare, bloodshed. The media create warfare and bloodshed and destroy the human family. It was purposed that Obama, President Barack Obama, would give an address at the mall, at the monument. It was supposed to be for today, August the 28th, but Hurricane Irene seems to be putting a damper on those plans. And I heard my minister, I think it's Abdul Muhammad, on the Nation of Islam say that Minister Farrakhan talked about that the elements of the earth would turn against America. He talked about earthquake. He talked about hurricane. He talked about the forces of nature. Well, Hurricane Irene is a Greek word that means peace. My brother, Minister Abdul Muhammad, pointed that out this morning. And in this nation where there is no peace, in this nation in which the Obama administration is causing there to be warfare, bloodshed, chaos all over the earth, following the dictates of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling powers, 1%, 2% elite. This Hurricane Irene is telling us, if you want peace, you are going to have to work on behalf of peace. Dr. King worked against warfare and bloodshed. So to have these vultures come to Washington, D.C. at this monument, it is as if the scripture which talks about in Daniel, the abomination of desolation manifested in our midst. The abomination of desolation in Daniel and in, I believe, Matthew, Jesus picks it up again, is talking about a nation that claims to be for peace and love and righteousness is in reality idolatrous. Idolatry is covetousness, according to Paul, and that means that that nation that claims peace and love, but in reality is idolatrous and covetousness, an idol only represents land, wealth, resources, diamond, rubies, stone, wood, and whatnot. That nation that claims peace, but in reality perpetrates warfare, and bloodshed. And Dr. King said that the United States of North America is the greatest purveyor of violence in the planet Earth. And it is the same and worse today. So this Hurricane Irene, a force of nature, is teaching us that this is idolatry to commit warfare and bloodshed all over the earth. Commit warfare and bloodshed covertly inside of the United States of North America and rob and pillage the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So I don't think that Obama made the address today. I will have to check the news to see. But for him to even think about talking like he loved Dr. King, those who are so-called in power, those corporations and media who hated Dr. King, they don't need to speak on behalf of Dr. King. We will do that. Taking our first break. See you on the other side of the break.